Parole.
Thank you for the invitation and thank you for the nice introduction. Next slide, please. I've been working on various applications for autonomy, on autonomous and cooperative vehicles, and in the mobility domain and in the military domain, underwater mine hunting, swarms for intelligence, frigate autonomy, frigate cooperating in a task group, and also lately, lastly, meaningful human control for lethal autonomous weapon systems. And next slide. Developments for autonomy I can see in various domains. First, in automation. And what is automation? That is actually algorithms for situation assessment and algorithms for situation management. And developments there is that it's dealing with more complex situations and a better cooperation between autonomous systems. Advantages of these type of algorithms is that they are fast and also transparent. But disadvantage of it is that it's not dealing very well with failures of the system and unexpected situations it cannot deal with. Next slide, please. Another development of autonomy is on learning. And you typically have online learning, which is also can be seen as learning on the job, and offline learning, which is actually training the autonomous system. And developments there are that you have faster learning. Let's focus on faster learning because it's very slow. And that means faster computers and more efficient algorithms. The advantage is that it's a very flexible tool and can be applied to any type of situation assessment and situation management capability. But there are also a number of disadvantages, and that it's still very slow, particularly in complex systems and complex situations. And it's difficult to understand how it works and why it works. And it's inherently unpredictable and more easy to deceive if you use it online. So if you use it as learning on the job, then these systems could be unpredictable because you don't know in what type of situations they will arrive in. And again, they're not dealing very well with failures and unexpected situations if you use them as training, so offline, because they have trained for certain situations, but if they reach other situations, then they may not know what to do or have unpredicted behavior. Next slide. So if you have this view of autonomy, then the role of the human can be seen as cooperation with these autonomous systems on situation assessment and situation management, as a fail safety agent. So when the autonomous systems is failing, the human intervenes. And also as a moral agent. So the human makes moral decisions and intervenes when the autonomous systems does not act in a morally acceptable way. Next slide, please. But there is another aspect of autonomy, which is rather undeveloped right now, and that what we call self-determination. And it involves all kinds of self-assessment. So the system cannot only assess the environment and situation, but it also can assess itself. So what are my resources, my sensors, what computational possibilities do I have, what communication possibilities do I have, what actions can I take, and how well am I doing my situation assessment and situation management capabilities themselves. And based on that, the system could also do self-management. So now that I understand myself, because it gets some kind of an identity, and my environment, how should I manage myself in order to reach my goals? The advantages are that it's faster than learning, and it can deal with failures and unexpected situations, because the failures it identifies and recognizes and start reasoning how to deal with them online. And it can also explain what it is doing better, because it has some self-awareness, some self-assessment and self-management capability. Next slide, please. So if we again look now at the role of the human, we're in a better position because there is a better cooperation between the human and the situation assessment and management of the autonomous system, because it can better explain itself what it's doing and why it's doing it. But it's also a cooperation can be started with the human on fail safety issues, because the system can also identify where it fails and how it could repair or manage itself to do better and still reach its goals. And also cooperation on autonomous systems on moral issues is a possibility, because also ethical goals, if they are formulated properly, young autonomous systems can pursue these goals. Okay, next slide. So my final slide is on some considerations on ethics in autonomy. So self-determination is important as an aspect of autonomy for cooperation with humans on fail safety issues and moral issues. The ethical goals and rules should be consistent and explicit. And the experience is that there is some reluctance to make these goals explicit. So there can be some formulation of these goals, but there is usually some reluctance on doing that. And the human should also have acknowledged that it is his own limitation, so of his own mind. So there are cognitive constraints and cognitive biases and also cultural differences, and should also be taken into account. And finally, a deeper problem that needs to be addressed in autonomy on laws is the control of autonomy itself. So that is a real issue, and that should be looked into very carefully. That concludes my talk.